Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, John Donaldson. Batting third. The left fielder, Ramon Webster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Danny Cater. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Nash. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jim Nash. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Klages. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Fred Klages. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson takes first base on ball four. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee takes first base on ball four. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Agee moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is walked intentionally. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball four. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey takes first base on ball four. Martin moves to second. Diego Segui now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Webster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Klages is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klages strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buford. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Buford steals second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first, with Segui covering, for the out. Buford moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG who is chasing the ball. Roof reaches third base with a triple. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Diego Segui. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw has Roof trapped. There's the throw to Martin and over to Buford, who tags Roof for the out. Gosger moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Donaldson hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pierce now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Roof for a passed ball. Ward moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0 for 1 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Klages is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klages is 0-for-1 in the game. Klages strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Buford reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-1 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, throws to second, with Hansen covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Agee reaches second base with a double. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Agee moves to third. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cater fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ted Kubiak pinch hits for Tony Pierce. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Campaneris reaches second base with a double. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Donaldson hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-2 in the game. Webster hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roberto Rodriguez now pitching. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cozzi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen strikes out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Fred Klages. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Cozzi moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cozzi scores. Buford moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCraw. The throw from Roof and he is safe. McCraw steals second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney now catching. Don McMahon now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0-for-2 in the game. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Donaldson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing left field. Dick Green pinch hits for Phil Roof. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Tim Talton pinch hits for Roberto Rodriguez. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Campaneris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Talton now catching. Bill Stafford now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. John Donaldson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donaldson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Donaldson hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Webster strikes out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of A.G. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monday for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.